Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I started a little bit of a purge yesterday. It was time. I'm going through all my subscription services and finally blowing a few out.
Good for you.
It's time. I started adding up on what goes out every month, which you feel like is not that bad. And then you go, times 12.
Yeah.
And you look at that yearly cost of everything, and you're like, ooh, that one stings a little bit. So I blew out my YouTube TV.
I thought that's the one you liked.
I like it, but we found that we only watch two channels, and it's like $90 a month.
Oh, so
like, that's
wow.
Time to go.
She gone.
I blew out my HBO, because I haven't watched anything on the HBO Max in a long time. And then I'm trying to quickly catch up on a lot of things on Netflix, because I think the flicks might be next.
Really?
So what would you have then? Do you have Disney Plus, or you're getting rid of everything?
No, I still got a few. I got a handful, but the biggies, like I'm really tired of Netflix continually raising prices. I saw some sort of stat the other day. It's like every day they make like $100 million or something stupid. I was like, really?
Screw them.
And you're opening up more charges to us?
Yeah,
I hate that.
It'd be nice if they offered like a lifetime subscription cost, right? Like if you lock in this price.
Lock it in.
You know, like this is
it's
what
like
you
Xfinity.
Get.
Price lock guarantee.
Exactly. I need Netflix though because it has all my reality love shows that I like so much. Like Love is Blind.
Yeah, see,
I know you don't go that route so much.
Like I'm quickly trying to watch the Hulk Hogan documentary.
Before you cancel.
Before I get rid of it.
Yeah. I get it though.
I'm not
it
watching
is,
Lust Island.
It is expensive. Like I was telling you how I went through a lot of my subscription, and mine is a lot of like storage stuff. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of, and it's only one of me. I don't do a lot of things. Yeah. I don't know why I have to have terabytes of storage.
I watched a video last night on YouTube on how you can create your own cloud at home. So
I
you can have your
this.
Own home base and you own your data. And you could just have a little setup at home. And I'm like, I think I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of not owning anything.
Yeah.
You're essentially renting everything from these companies now.
Well, and especially coming from generations that did own physical media. I mean, gosh, CDs, we scratched them up good, huh?
Hells to the yes. I still have all my flip cases.
Yeah.
And this guy actually is probably our age, Katie, who's doing this. And he was putting in all of his DVDs and ripping them into the cloud.
Smart.
So he had them all digital. He was taking all of his CDs, ripping them into the cloud. And he's like, now I have access to them wherever I'm at in the world. He's like, and it's my data. It's mine. I'm not paying anybody to store all this.
I want to own data.
Yeah, how do you do that? Hard? Did it look hard on that video?
I'm not going to. Well, yeah.
Was it a 2-minute video or a 20-minute video?
Yeah, it was a minute. It's a process. But it's tempting to do something like that.
Yeah.
I'm getting bit. I want to hook up a Blu-ray player again and get Blu-rays again. So.
Yeah.
What's the one you're watching right now?
Oh gosh, it is called I Shouldn't Be Alive.
That's
and it.
What's that on?
It's funny. So it's on Discovery, I believe, but I'm watching it on YouTube. I just random episodes will come up, full episodes, and I watch them, and it is fascinating. It terrifies me to go out hiking. I don't know why I keep watching it.
Give me some examples of what's going on.
So the one I watched yesterday, a woman, and this was back in the 70s, she went on a cross-country trip and she wanted to stop at the Grand Canyon and go for a little hike down to a waterfall.
Oh,
who does that sound like?
That's you!
I know. And so she goes to the Grand Canyon again before the days of GPS and whatnot, but she's got some maps with her and whatnot, and they tell her to go drive to the top, and then you hike down into this little village, and that's where the waterfall is. Well, they didn't tell her that at a fork in the road, she could go either left, which goes to the village, or right, which goes out into the vast desert tundra that is the Grand Canyon. And as you can imagine, she takes a right, and she is lost out there for 21 days. And in it,
how is that possible?
So she has all her stuff with her, right? But at one point, she drops it because it's so heavy, and then she tries to track her way back to it, and she can't find her supplies and her water and her food.
Little Hansel and Gretel action.
Yeah, things aren't looking good for her. But then she has in her purse a eyeglass case. Right. So what you would keep your eyeglasses in, and she finds a little like spring that's barely dripping water into a rock. Right. So it's just making it moist. Well, she takes her eyeglass case and it takes her hours at a time to fill this eyeglass case and get a cup of water to drink
but
in the desert. that is what saved her. And
wow.
then as she's, because this is what she calls her home base, so she's trying to venture out a mile in each direction from this home base to try and find this village still, but she can't go more than an hour because she will die of dehydration, mm-hmm. and that's where her water source is this little spring with the eyeglass mm-hmm. case. And here's the thing, she took 3 weeks off from work. So nobody's looking for her.
They're not expecting her.
They're not expecting her. No one's looking for her. And it isn't until she misses that first day of work that they deploy the rescue services and they finally find her.
Where's Tina?
21 days she was lost in the desert. And I'm just like,
that's an incredible story.
And there's so many of them like that. Like a little girl saves her dad after he gets crushed by a snowmobile, but she ends up losing part of her feet due to hypothermia.
Fun.
Well, but they all live, like she lives, right?
And she lived. Still, were you going to say they lived happily ever after?
No, but she lives to tell the tale.
She can't play soccer.
Like,
but.
And it's just like the endurance of the human brain and body when it's
incredible,
like live
it?
Or die. Like it just,
it's like
it
that guy
really
was in Arizona where he chopped his own arm off.
I
you
know.
He's from Cherry Creek
yeah.
High School.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
So it's just like, well, so, and there are seasons and just episodes, so many episodes of the show. It's called I Shouldn't Be Alive, and it is fascinating. It is
the Grand Canyon one got me when
yeah.
you were telling the story. The
yeah.
biggest thing that stuck with me, though, 3 weeks off of work?
I know.
What the hell? How does that happen?
It was a different time, Jerry.
How
it
does that, how do we work
time.
That? What?
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Now, Katie is our resident mom on the morning show. What up, Mom?
Yay.
Hey, what up?
Hi.
And she came in today, and she said, I bought her something, and I'm very uncomfortable by this.
You bought me a bikini.
I did? I bought you a bikini?
You did. It wasn't weird at all, I promise. But
were you thinking about me when you were trying them on?
A little bit. Like, yeah. 'Cause I was like, I wonder if I can tell him that this is what I bought with the gift card he gave me to one of my favorite places, TJ Maxx. But, yeah, I had to get a bikini. I've never bought a bikini as an adult. I've always done the one piece. A lot of times I even do that dumb skirt.
Yeah.
Those stupid skirts.
Yeah. A knick-knack likes the skirt.
I do, just because I feel more comfortable. I don't like
That's
the way
right.
it looks. I just feel more comfortable. And so.
Yeah. Although, you know what? The skirt's not a bad look.
It isn't.
It's really
no.
not. I always think knick-knack looks pretty cute.
You're
classy.
A little ballerina taking a swim, right? Like, no, it's
She's
not
got like a Nike
look.
One. It's got a little swoosh on it and everything. I'm like, it's not bad.
Yeah. I just know
but
it's
bikini.
More. For me, bikini's different.
And
right?
I know how you eat. Like,
I know. Oh, well, and I've been running a lot, right?
Have you?
So that's where I was just like, maybe a bikini could be my speed this year. Who knows, you know? So on my birthday, do you remember I told you on my birthday, I'm like, I tried on bikinis on my birthday. You wouldn't think
vaguely.
That's something I want to do, but I did. And so I tried on a bunch of bikinis before I purchased. And I went back and bought the bikini.
You're allowed to do that?
Oh, yeah, because they have a little thing on them that protect, I don't know how else, a liner. They have a liner on the bikini.
You don't
for
leave
you
your underpants
to try
on?
On. No, because you need to see what it looks like.
Oh,
you
I would
can't,
leave my underpants
like, you can't.
On.
You need to see what it looks like. That's why they have the liners.
But how
also,
many have touched the liners?
Well, that's a thing. You try and do your best to go in there
like
ready
down.
To try on bikinis. It's not like you run a marathon.
You also
yeah, but
you
that's you.
Try on bikinis.
That's you. You what? Don't know about the 40 women
this is
previously.
Where you trust the process.
Grab from the back. Grab from the back. You don't grab the first one on
the
shelf.
Back.
Yeah,
thank
but it's
you.
TJ Maxx. You grab what you can.
Thank you. Listen, we try it on, but then we wash it before we actually wear it
okay.
anyway. So it's fine. But just
you
try
wore
it
the
on.
Bikini.
What are we washing? Yeah.
Just try. No, the bikini. Okay. You wash a bikini okay. before you actually wear it. But no, I went in there. I bought the bikini. I even took a little video of me walking to the register because I was like,
what made you go
I'm
in and get
really
the bikini now?
Buying a bikini because I'm going to New York for the over the 4th of July for a big, you know, trip. But it's just going to be like the ladies, people I'm super comfortable with.
Gotcha.
And so I'm going to buy, I bought the bikini for that specific
That's
trip.
Bold.
I've never
That's mighty
bought
bold.
A bikini as an adult. And of all the bikinis I buy, you bought it for me,
well,
Jerry.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. You're welcome.
I know.
Can you bring
thought,
the liner in for me so I can keep it?
Is that what that? So weird.
Jeremy.
I'm just into it.
What
I'm into it, okay?
That's a
what?
Weird
that,
thing
did I go
to be
too far?
Into. That's a little weird. See, now you made
you
it
throw
weird.
It away already?
Now you made me buying a bikini with your money weird. Somehow you did it.
Oh, yeah. Well, sounds like a sugar daddy
da, da, da,
thing.
Da, da, da. Also, I think
success.
I do have the liner if you actually want that.
Really? Yeah, can you bring that in?
Your face just lit up.
For my next birthday, I open my card and the liner falls out. Best birthday ever! Why is everything so cringy right now?
So weird.
For me? You shouldn't have. Oh, my God. Thank you. Who has the pee today?
I do today. And this is cool. A group of 2,100 people got together yesterday, and they decided, what should we do today? Let's break a world record. 2,100 volunteers established a new Guinness World Record during Saturday's Milwaukee Area Environmental Cleanup Initiative. Essentially, what they wanted to do was go and clean up the rivers all around Milwaukee, which is so cool because, Katie, just like you, they love nature. And it's our job and responsibility to keep it clean.
Yeah.
So many people have destroyed certain areas of nature all around the world. One of my favorite places, Daniels Park, which is just a few miles down the road here, was absolutely obliterated by teens vandalizing it, throwing bottles and cans everywhere, to the point where they started fencing off some of my favorite areas that I love to go, and it made me so sad. So what these Milwaukee residents did made me so happy. They all got together and cleaned hundreds of miles all together at multiple locations in the river cleanup, and they all did this yesterday, and I love that. I think that's so cool for people to be able to do that, because I think it's such a bummer to see one of our most beautiful places destroyed by us. It's us. It's our doing.
We need to go clean stuff up. Can we do that? Can we organize?
Let's start with
group
our kitchen here at the office, for God's sakes. It's disgusting.
No,
have you looked in that fridge lately?
I would love to go to your, what did you call, Daniel Park?
Daniel's Park,
let's go together.
Get a trash bag and one of those sticks with the pokey pokey at the end. And
we can do that.
Pick up
and
trash.
Then we can come back and clean the kitchen for our office manager, Tick, so she doesn't have to do it.
Because
it always lies on her. But
I know,
yes,
she'd be very happy with that.
And also, that makes you feel better. It does. Like when
you're actually making a difference.
When you make
there.
A difference, and you're helping nature, especially Mother Nature, you're helping your mom. That's great.
Your mom. I went on my nature journey.
It's the line of the day.
I
put nature on my vision board. Clean nature's on my vision board journey.
Nature. I love it.
I also bet we could break that world record. We just need 2,200 people.
Yay!
We could do that.
There you go.
All right, let's do the minus. There's a new credit card scam out there called ghost tapping. And no, Katie, that's not messing around with that ghost that's living in your apartment
right now.
Ghost tapping. If you haven't heard about it yet, it's where thieves use cheap generic card readers and they bump into you and trigger a wireless transaction from a tappable chip credit card in your wallet. You know, you tap to pay on all these places, right?
Oh.
Well, these thieves can pick them up cheap, put them in their pocket, and boom, bump up against you and boop, initiate a charge.
Oh, my God.
That's
terrifying. This was happening to me yesterday. Really?
Why?
Like, seriously, at Walmart.
Somebody on you?
No, because I was in the little travel aisle section, and, like, there was a guy next to me, and he was on his phone, but he wouldn't, like, he was having a conversation right next to me, and I kept trying to get away from him.
Sir.
And then this sound kept happening.
Oh,
that
ding,
yes.
Ding.
And so I was, like, literally moving my purse onto the other side of me because I felt very uncomfortable. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Check your bag.
I guess
statements.
they can do it on your phone as well with the wireless on your phone. And the thing is they don't have to actually like grind up on you. They just got to be really close.
He was close, uncomfortably close.
You might want
to
check
like
it because
I'm going
they see they, what they do is they do these little charges. So 5, 10, 15, 20, maybe max.
Yeah.
So you're not really noticing it on your credit card. But they're doing that, 400 times in a Walmart. Next thing you know, they got a bunch of cash. They say one of the best ways to combat this, and I know I've got it in my wallet, is those RFID blocking wallets and phone cases.
Yeah.
They cost around $20, but they do work, and they've got those blocking sleeves in there where it doesn't transmit the signal through your wallet or through your phone case. And that'll maybe kind of help protect you. But be on the lookout for ghost tapping if somebody's really, really close to you at the grocery store.
That's creepy.
I don't like that.
All right, what's the interesting?
Okay, well, this is neither good nor bad. It's just really the first time Costco made a change to their hot dog combo in 40 years. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
So it's still going to be $1.50, right? You get your hot dog and you get your drink to go along with it. But now Costco members can swap out the traditional soda
what?
For the 16.9-ounce bottle of Kirkland Signature water.
Oh,
okay.
Pass.
It's not. That's the thing. But pass. So many people are not drinking soda anymore. I think when I go get that hot dog specifically, I need
so
a soda to
yeah.
go with
oh, you
it,
have
right?
to.
Like, you
it's
have
a rule.
To. But I get why they made this change. And again, the reason it's so interesting is because they've never made a change to their hot dog combo lineup. So the first
that's
one in
nice.
40 years, and now they're allowing you to swap water
I
for
I want to swap out
choice.
For the ice cream. Don't they have like an ice cream?
They do.
Yeah. Let's
yeah.
swap out for the ice cream.
You
water.
Want
to
swap? You want? Gross. I don't want a soda. I want a sundae.
But it just hits different. When you bite into that hot dog and you take a sip of the soda with it, it just
yeah.
works,
again,
right?
It's almost necessary to have that soda to wash down your sodium nitrate.
You have to. You have to. Processed meats.
Got to.
And does
to.
Anyone else stand there and suck down half their soda before they leave and then refill it?
Because you're going to refill
yes,
it. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Long.
You need to get the most out of that soda
all
bottle.
All day long.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go, guys. There's your positive, your minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your day with Jeremy and Katie and Josh here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, this is exciting.
What's
I'd like
that?
To welcome everybody to National Zipper Day today.
Okay. Everything really does have a day, doesn't it?
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I kind of regret playing
that. Why is
that
a Weird Al song right there?
I think the best zipper scene in all of cinema would have to be
something
about
Mary.
I posted that clip on my Facebook page this morning and said, hey, happy zipper day.
Yeah, that's what everyone thinks of,
how'd you get the Frank and the beans?
Yeah. How'd you get the beans over the Frank? happy zipper day, everybody. Okay, yay. So there's an update to American Pie, air quote, star, Shannon Elizabeth. We talked about her a couple weeks ago because she said, hey guys, I'm gonna join OnlyFans.
Yeah,
but the first week she made $1.2 million.
Good
come
for
on
her
shaking
and
that booty.
She got to keep all of it. That was the whole point, is she was like, when
well,
I go
taxes.
Out to casting
only
calls
fans
in
takes
Hollywood
too.
But still, when she goes out to casting calls in Hollywood, they all tell her, we want you to take off your clothes. And so she's like, if I'm gonna do that, I'm going to keep the money I make for it. So good for her
why
being
not?
A businesswoman
business.
And getting that
showing
cheddar.
Her business, making business.
Good for her. Good
she
for
says
her.
She is showing off a more sexy side no one has seen and being closer to my fans.
Oh, super close.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen it, though.
I was like, we've already seen that
side. She looks great.
She
like,
looks really
it's
good.
Still, like, people are paying for it. $1.2 million
$1.2 million in the first week.
Good for her. That makes me happy that she's making all that money.
I joked earlier, put your clown makeup on and head on into work today.
Yeah.
As Shannon Elizabeth shakes her booty on the interwebs, makes that much money. How about this, too? Lisa Kudrow was on some sort of podcast. She was talking about what the Friends cast made when the show was on. That first season, they only made about $22,000 per episode.
Oh, only?
But by season 9 and 10, they were making $1 million per episode.
I remember it was a big deal that they
very
got
big
that.
Deal.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
all of them together, so that's
yes.
a big fat
because they all
amount.
Held out for each other. Like, that
that's
was
right.
a big deal.
That's right. Well, they had some pretty solid residuals worked into their contract as well. She is saying that everybody on the cast, minus, you know, may he rest, is receiving $20 million a year in residuals.
Are you kidding
me? We're not doing
me?
Anything, just for reruns, product placement, you know, streaming sales, whatever. $20 million a year just hanging out.
Put on that
that's,
clown makeup.
That's a, yeah.
That also proves
nutty.
The power of a good contract and to
yes.
make sure you work all those things out, you know, in yeah. the like in the now so
good
that, you
them.
Know, in the future it works out for you.
Hugh Grant's in the news today for some reason. No idea. There was an interview that has been circulating again in which he lists all the things that annoy him. And I'm kind of on board. I'm kind of on board with all
I
of these.
I want to make a list.
Yeah, let's make a list today. Things
okay.
that annoy me.
Okay.
So for his list, people walking slowly. Can't stand it.
Ugh.
Walk faster. Move
yeah.
to the right. People with backpacks.
Oh.
I'm with him. I don't get it. If I'm walking through a Target or something and there's somebody with a giant backpack on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, do you need to carry that much crap with you on a daily basis?
You automatically look suspicious to
and
me.
You
do.
Look suspicious. You look
you
like
do.
You're going to blow the place up.
Or steal.
So I'm annoyed yeah. with people with backpacks. Water bottles, I don't really get that one. I guess because I see a lot of people just carrying these things all
gotta
the time.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, but I'm kind of in camp water bottle now. Leaf blowers.
Oh,
only at like 7 a.m. on a Sunday. Because I like the leaf blower.
Okay.
I was blowing some stuff off of our back patio the other day, and Nicole got mad at me because I didn't close the whole back patio door. I just left the screen door.
Yeah.
And it was blowing dust in the house, and she just dusted. She was going off at me.
Yeah.
So I came inside with the leaf blower and started blowing everything
of
off.
Of course
you did.
Did
not.
Wow.
Even her. I was like, yeah. Such a dude thing. So anyway, I like that list. There's more on there. Look it up yourself. Anything else going on? Oh, Apple TV. Did you guys watch the season 4 of Ted Lasso trailer yesterday?
Okay. No, I haven't yet.
Season 4 is coming. I'm really excited. He is now going to be leading a women's second division soccer team in Richmond.
Okay, because you really like that show.
I really
right?
like that show. If you haven't watched it, it's a solid
it.
Show.
Yeah, I haven't solid. Seen it, but I love him. Like, I love everything he's in. So, something to check out.
He's got a good mustache. And then Netflix has ordered a second season of the animated Stranger Things Tales from 85, just 5 days after its premiere. So, they're they're raking in money on that.
Well,
13.8 million viewing hours, it looks like. I don't know.
I'm glad somebody liked it. I couldn't really get into it. I don't know if it's
burn out on Stranger Things.
Well, it's the cartoon part of it, too. I just feel like a small child.
Well,
so
yeah, I can see
even
that.
More than normally.
I see they're going to be doing a Stranger Things Happy Meal at Mickey D's.
Yeah.
And I like that because it kind of brings me back to, like, the 80s.
Exactly.
When they did, you know, combinations like that with Mickey D's.
Yeah, the nostalgia factor, for
product
sure.
Product placement.
Like, makes me want to get a Happy Meal.
Well.
That and other reasons.
Fatty.
Lots of reasons.
All right, what's local?
Okay, so this is a big day today because it is Colorado Pint Day.
Yeah, get your drink on.
Yes, and it is always on a Wednesday, the industry's slowest day. Over 200 spots, I believe, are celebrating. So just drop by your favorite brew pub, get yourself a commemorative glass.
Done it the past 3 years.
Have you?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it again because they just sit there for the rest of the year.
You should, though. This glass looks really neat.
It looks just like last year's.
Does it?
Yeah.
I like all the little, they call them Easter eggs
yeah.
in it, right? Because like, there's a dinosaur themed. There's a lot of camping. There's some tents in
there. There's a prairie dog pouring a beer.
They pay homage to the mountains. There's the trees and all the wilderness in there as well. And this year, as artist, Denver-based Joe Palick, he
Good
did
guy.
Pay homage as well to Colorado's 150th birthday this year, along with 250 for the USA.
Yeah, they pick a different artist each and every year for these glasses and then start pumping them out. I think they're only like $5 or something like that.
Yeah,
they're not
and
bad.
A dollar from every glass goes directly to the Colorado Brewers Guild, rather.
Yep, that's right.
And I like that because I think a lot of people, especially here in Colorado, because we're a state that's known for all of our local breweries, these mom and pop places that have really become national, you know, treasures and at least statewide treasures, but they're going through it. Like a lot of breweries, we've talked about it, how a lot of them have had to shut down shop.
Yeah.
Like there's the younger generation is less interested in drinking than we were at that age. And
so you gotta drink double
well,
now.
But they're seeing the effects of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not the pastime that it used to be. So the local breweries could use all the help that they could get right now.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, if you
I usually get mine
there.
From a little one called Coal Mine Avenue Brewery.
There you go.
And they're super dog friendly.
Exactly. So go to your favorite little
I might pop in
spot.
Today.
Exactly. Go show them some
we'll
support and, you know, tip one back on
the,
a Wednesday. Why not?
The best thing about that brewery is it's across the street from the former Funplex, if you're familiar with that, down in the Little Fun area. Big deal back in, like, the 80s and 90s.
Oh,
they
tore
it down. There's, like, a hospital there now. Anyway, one of their beers is called the Funplex. And they still have the, like, logo on the glass and everything. And
yes.
It's like,
aww. Little old
school. Reminds me when I was a kid drinking.
Drunk nostalgia.
That's pretty funny. Okay, we're keeping it in, we'll go to Westminster for this one, where the city is asking residents to help locate and report the road damage during its third annual Pothole Palooza. Give it a fun name and you can get anybody on board, right? But they talk about how the potholes, you know, you've got to track them down before they become bigger issues. I mean, we all know, right? If you let it grow, it keeps getting bigger and larger and it just causes more and more problems. I mean, it's so funny, like, you know, like certain stretches of road that you drive frequently, you just know where to go, right? Like, even thinking going home right now, I know where there's some spots in a row in the road where I've got to get over to the right a little bit, right? Got to get over to the left on this stretch right here just so I don't hit it. But Westminster is trying to get on top of it. And I didn't realize they do this each and every year, and they make it a big deal so people get excited. Again, just calling it Pothole Palooza, that'll do it.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Nice little name along
with
it.
They need to fill it with different things, though. They fill the potholes with different things.
We talked about that, too.
Instead of asphalt.
Yes. Like, what else could you
fill
it with?
Circus peanuts.
You know, like, what if you do, like, the trampoline stuff? Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, put a trampoline in one of them.
A little trampoline. Put some pillows.
Pillows is awesome. Squishimals. Squishimallows.
Squishimallows.
Laboo-boos.
How do you say that?
Squishimallows.
Laboo-boos. That'd
Lafufus.
Be funny. Lafufus. You don't want to go all spendy Mm-mm. like that. You've got to do the Lafufus. And then one more with the Colorado whiskey named Top of the Top Root Shoot Spirits. The American single malt whiskey. It's 4-year bottled in bond. It won the 2026 International Whiskey of the Year, as well as the Spirit of the Year and the American Single Malt Whiskey of the Year award.
Holy cow.
This is a distillery that's based in Loveland.
Whiskey.
And it was born out of Olander Farms. And so it's a 5-generation family business. And I just love that they're, you know, keeping it here in Colorado. And they said it's a really good look for Colorado as well to get the top honor for this whiskey award. So yay,
I need
right
to try
here
it
in Loveland. Yeah, it's called the Root Shoot
Root
Spirits.
Shoot Spirits.
American single
you can drink
malt.
It when you're gold panning.
You really got to focus when you say it. Root Shoot Spirits. Yeah, top of the top. So we
go.
Tip our hat to you.
All right, there you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype. You're up to date on all the big stories with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100. It is time to grab your phone and give us a call. We have cleared the lines, so it is fair for everybody. I saw a few of you trying to sneak in.
Yeah.
But now's your chance. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you to the Mix Studios to play Fast Five. Always looking for people who have never played before. People with kids in the car, so we can give your kiddos a shout-out. But 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, and I'll throw a category at you and start that 10-second timer. Within 10 seconds, you got to give me 5 things that have to do with that category. Never played before? Think you could pull this off? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Give us some examples, Katie Cat.
Okay, so you never know what you're going to ask, Jeremy. You've said, quick, give me 5 things that melt. Also, 5 movies about college has been a question before. Rod yesterday had no problem serving up 5 types of baseball pitches to win it big.
Oh, that was the win, huh?
Yeah, so again, you never know what you're going to get. That's the charm of Fast Five.
Indeed it is. Now listen, if you guys get placed on hold, don't hang up. Producer Josh is in the next room working through all these calls, getting you guys set, getting you off your speakerphones and Bluetooths. But the key right now is to call in if you've never played before. 303-691-1-MIX, which translates to 303-691-1649. What are we playing for today?
We are such a family, fun, friendly show, Jeremy, because we've got a 4-pack of tickets to Monster Jam at Empower Field at Mile High. So that's Saturday, May 9th. A nice little trip for the fam to go check out something really fun. If you could win Fast Five.
You tripping.
Yeah, you will be if you win.
You're tripping with JKJ. All right, guys, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, please don't hang up. Don't do that. We got Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Hey, girl. What are you doing today?
Oh, my gosh. I want to wait to drop off the kids and then off to work.
Off to work you go. Good.
Yeah.
What are you saving for right now? You saving money for anything?
No. I mean, actually, we are saving money for a future Disney trip, so that's coming up soon.
Hey, Disney.
Ooh.
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. You better save thousands and thousands of dollars,
exactly.
Brenda.
Oh, yeah.
I was just reading a story today about how one restaurant at Disneyland charged a family of 4 like $1,200 for dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope the mouse ate with them, like $1,200.
I would eat the mouse for $1,200.
Don't eat the mouse.
I want the mouse for $1,200. Bring me your finest mouse. Yeah.
Don't eat the mouse.
Whoa, don't eat the mouse.
Don't eat the mouse.
Hello, random child. All right.
Don't eat the mouse.
I don't want to eat the mouse.
Don't eat
I'm
the
just
mouse,
joking.
Jeremy.
I don't mean to traumatize you.
I No.
You'll eat Goofy instead. Eat Goofy and Eeyore. Don't eat the mouse.
Yeah.
All right, Brenda, your letter is D, like dog, okay? D?
Okay.
Like D's nuts? In 10 yep. seconds, give me 5 TV shows that begin with the letter D. Go.
Oh, my gosh. D?
D.
I don't watch TV. Nope, I got nothing. Nope. Dang.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, man.
I'm going to hold on to it. We might reuse that.
Okay.
And you know you're going to turn on your TV tonight and watch Dancing with the Stars.
So. Oh, man.
There's one. I'll give you one.
Oh.
Brenda, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Is it Sheila?
It's Sheila. How are
Sheila.
You?
Well, we're super dupes, Sheila. How are you?
Good. We listen to you every morning. We've never been on here.
Oh.
We try all the time.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Always love our newbies.
Me and my girls.
Well, give your girls a shout out.
Hey, Kennedy and Macy.
Hey, girl. I have a note on my screen that says one of your daughters is nominated for prom queen.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one's that one?
Kennedy.
Kennedy's
the one? Kennedy?
Yeah, she's 19 and has Down syndrome. She's a graduating senior and an incredible human being. So it's
Love
been
it.
A really, really awesome week. Yes.
Oh,
so cool.
Kennedy.
How special is that?
I know.
How special.
It's yes. amazing. You have no idea.
You're proud really, mama bear.
Like
proud mama.
I absolutely am.
If we could vote for you, we would, Kennedy. You would get our vote.
We did. You just got two more votes.
Oh, that's
for
right.
Me
we
Katie.
Did.
Yeah,
online.
We can do whatever we
yeah,
want.
Sure can. Kennedy for prom queen all day.
Bye.
So cute.
Yeah.
All right, Sheila. Well, let's,
cool.
Let's play some yeah. Fast Five with you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so
I am ready.
We'll see how big of a sci-fi fan you are, because there's a lot of
oh,
these.
No.
Oh, nuts. Yeah, but the,
oh,
these are very well known.
You got this, Sheila. You got this.
All right, I've got this.
I don't want episode numbers, but I want the titles. I need 5 Star Wars movies. Give me the titles of 5 of them. Ready, set, go.
Return of the Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
Star Wars. I don't know.
Oh, man.
What have I never seen? Oh, bummer.
Oh, a sad day for you.
Man.
I know.
There's
My
a lot of them.
Crying. I like, know.
Return of the Jedi is the best one.
Oh, that is the best
That's
one.
That's the only one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I know.
Ah.
No.
How embarrassing in front of your children.
So embarrassing.
Sheila, it was awfully...
It
was awfully nice talking to you and the girls. You have a great Wednesday. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Good
okay,
luck,
bye.
Kennedy. Bye. Oh, so sweet.
So sweet. Okay, what do we got? Who's been holding the longest? We got jam-packed lines. Hi, Augie.
Hi.
Hey, Augie. What are you doing today?
Just taking the kids to work or to school, and then I'll go to work. But
all right, good. What are you saving for? Anything?
Just for the family as yeah. vacation. If you yeah, anything.
Well, good, all right, you ready to play Fast Five?
Yeah.
All right, Augie. I need 5 companies with a person's name in the company. All right, ready, set, go.
Wendy's.
1.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Oh,
dang
man.
It. I'm going to hold on to that one. I'm going to do that one again
yeah,
at some
that
point.
That was a good one.
That was
Goes
a good
by quick,
with
Augie.
Wendy's,
yeah, that was a good one.
Solid with Wendy's. Augie, yeah. We appreciate you calling, buddy. You have a super dupes day. Here's Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Dropping your kiddos
good
off?
Morning. I do. They were the ones dialing, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
They're like, shut up, Mom. We're getting you on the radio.
Exactly.
I'm like, the chances of us getting through, come on.
God, here you
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
Here you
Look
are.
At you.
What are your kids' names?
Joseph and Delaney.
All right. Well, good morning, crew. Good morning, good morning.
Say good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. What do you do after you drop the kiddos off, Lucy? Do you go to work?
I go to work, but I have an oil change this morning. So
good.
After that, then go to work, pick them up, and yeah.
All right. Continue on.
Busy day. Busy, busy day.
Busy.
All right. I'm trying to figure out how I want to word this one because I don't want any current sports legends.
Oh,
so in ten seconds, give me five Denver sports legends from the past, okay? Go.
John Elway.
Yep.
Oh God. that's all I can think of.
That's it.
What's that baseball player?
Oh,
that's it.
Oh,
that's
man.
All you got was John Elway, which is a pretty solid pull. That's a solid pull.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good
and one. Many, right. many, many more. Lucy.
We've got a lot of sports legends for
Darn
sure.
It.
But...
Yeah, you do. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank
so
you
nice
for having
talking
us on.
To you. Bye, Joseph. Bye, Delaney.
Bye.
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 Oh, cute. Nathan's been holding the longest. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, buddy. You going to the dentist?
Oh.
I am going to the dentist.
Yeah, get that filthy mouth clean.
It gave me anxiety.
Man.
I know.
Yeah, Katie has to be sedated when she goes in.
Yeah, the dentist, it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Can I give my kids a shout out?
Yeah, I wish you would.
Ren, Cora, and Gray going to Parker Core Knowledge.
Right on.
Oh,
hey, kiddos, go learn something
Gray.
Today.
I like that.
Go learn something today. All right, Nathan. All right, are you familiar with Costco?
I am.
I feel like I just did this one, but I'm going to do it anyway. Give me five things you can buy at the Costco food court. Go.
Pizza, hot dog, calzone, chicken sandwich, chicken salad, soda, ice cream, used to be a churro.
Yeah, they got the churros in some of them.
All that stuff.
I don't know about chicken salad, but
you
whatever.
You know your food court.
I think you got the rest of it.
Yeah.
Hey, tell your kids to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Monster Jam!
Yeah! Monster Jam all day!
You did it!
Whoop, whoop!
Thanks, buddy.
Well, you did all the heavy lifting, Nathan. You did all the hard work.
I appreciate it. My 6-year-old's going to love it. He wanted to go to Monster Jam and Carlsbad.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Gotta keep trying.
You
lots
guys
of good prizes.
Tear it up. Monster Jam is a lot of fun. I'm going to put you on hold, Nathan, and Josh will come back and tell you how to get your hands on those tickets. Okie dokie.
You guys are awesome. Have a good day.
You as well, Nathan.
Bye, Nathan.
And he's right. We are awesome.
He is.
So awesome that we'll do this again tomorrow morning, 7:30, here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Katie wants to dive in and talk about her daughter, baby Nana, who has been brought up multiple times on this show.
Yeah.
And now a story that I was just shaking my head at this morning.
Yeah.
Girl be spending money.
She is. And, I mean, she's kind of in this stage of her life where she is jet setting, right? She's going all the places. I mean, even this weekend she's going somewhere. And it's funny just thinking about all the money she spends versus the money I spend. I'm going on a little mini vacation as well. And my, you know, getting ready for that vacation is things like go to Walmart and buy all the travel size deodorant and toothpaste. You know,
mm-hmm.
like that's on my list. Her list of things to do is getting like expensive waxes and her nails done and all this stuff. And I'm just like, we are living in two completely different worlds, right? But in this conversation, we start talking about her plans for next year's Coachella, right? Because she went to Coachella this year and she absolutely loved it, and she and her friends are now making a plan to attend again next year. I didn't realize this, but the people who have went to Coachella already,
mm-hmm.
they're given first right to buy tickets for next year.
Oh, no way. That's a nice perk.
Tickets go on sale May 1st, and now baby Nana gets to buy those tickets before anybody else because she's already went to the festivities. I didn't realize there was different levels of things that you could do, right? Like you can go camping. There's like Airbnb packages, hotel packages, and all that stuff. But there's also the upgraded, almost like influencer package,
Yo.
Right? And so this gets you into all the behind the scenes. Like you get free food.
Oh.
You get to go to the parties where all the other famous people are at.
Aren't those like insanely?
They are. Yeah. And that's the thing. So now Zoe and her little friend group, they're all talking about getting these big, ridiculous tickets at an outstanding price. $15,000 per ticket for them to get this experience of Coachella. Not bad.
Yeah.
That's
is this
like,
for one
seems
weekend?
Pretty affordable.
For one weekend.
I think she should do it.
$15,000.
She should get two tickets,
well,
one for her and one for her
too.
Friend.
She thinks she should too.
I think this is a smart investment
but
choice.
But that's the thing. Each one of them have to get this ticket. And they are all about it. They're going to save their money. They're going to go and get these tickets to be at that level
of
Coachella.
I think it's a great idea.
But that's the thing. So it's not like we, I know you're actually like making
what?
Fun of it.
No, I
yes,
think this
you
is
are.
Fantastic.
I know you are. But that's like we would do that because we were taught that you need to save your money, that the big life purchases, that's what you spend $15,000 for, not a ticket to a festival.
The thing about those tickets, if you're buying that for 15 grand, usually those are smaller influencers that make that money back.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
like,
the thing
not...
is they spend it to make it.
She's
they spend
big time,
it to
though.
Make
Zoe's
it. No,
big
time. They just want to have
She's
fun.
She's got a podcast.
But again, no, but here's the thing is they, that is Generation Z, they're all about experiences versus
material
things,
yeah.
tangible things. Like mm-hmm. they want to experience life. They're like YOLO. So let's do it, right? And so like as much as I want to tell her, you should save $15,000 for a down payment on a house. Like that's what you should be saving it for. I don't even do that. Like I'm not taking my own advice in that regard. So if she's going to have the discipline to save $15,000, I'm not in any place to tell her how to spend it.
Yeah,
especially
just, yeah, let her ruin
because,
her life.
Because no, that's not it though. Like
you can still be a parent. You can be like, hey, you need to really think about this. This is not a good choice.
But if she can
this
save
$15,000,
but is it not?
It's not.
It's not.
To
like
blow
you're
it on
just
one weekend
out,
at Coachella just because you get an all-you-can-eat buffet.
But it is an,
and take all
an
the selfies you want.
It's
yeah,
an
but she
experience.
Was already there. She did
was it with her and one friend, but now they want to go out and do it as a group of friends.
Yeah,
like they
but they've been there, done that.
And if she can do it. If she can save the money in a year and
she's
buy
gonna
her
regret
own ticket,
that in two.
Exactly.
I need to send her a compound interest calculator.
I know, and that's the
that's
thing.
She works
like,
at a bank is the funniest thing
I
ever.
Know,
like she's surrounded by people in wealth management.
Yeah,
she needs to sit down with a couple of them.
But maybe she
like,
could
hey,
swing
is
it.
Is it a good idea to make $15,000 on the Coachella?
So that is you just like
being logical and level-headed.
No, not just being logical and level-headed, but you're just assuming that she's going to spend that money and never be able to make any money again. Like that's, and I think that's where
it's a
her
big chunk
of
though
thinking,
while you're young.
It
it's
is
the
a big
key
chunk.
Is to have those big chunks while you're young because then they grow really big by the time
and then
you're
you can
our
do
age.
What? Sit on your old butt and do nothing?
No, because then
like,
you can retire early
go,
and travel and go do things.
And when you're no, but that's
yeah.
the thing is it's
this is
like,
why you have no money
when you're young
yeah.
and you have the body to be able to go do those mm. things. I don't want to be 70 making my mm. way across
no,
Egypt
but you can be 55.
Like, but still like there's so much to be said for enjoy it when you're younger and you can experience it. Maybe it's just because when I was her
hold on,
age,
let me talk to this
no,
wall over here.
Maybe it's just
wall,
because
listen, you should save the $15,000.
The thing is,
imagine
Katie
what
is,
that's going to be like in 30 years,
thing.
Wall.
When I was her age, sure. I was not able to do this yeah. because I had a small child and my vacations were to North Dakota to see
idea.
My family.
But she can still have experiences for $1,000, for $2,000. $15,000 to go
yeah.
to an event that she's already been to is a horrible idea.
In a
thank you.
Capacity.
There's levels to this. But no, again. But there's levels. Like she's it's not going to change the concert. It's not going to change who performs. The person who performs isn't going to go shout out baby Nana. Like
no,
she's spending
just doing it so people like look at her.
Well,
that's
no, she's
it.
Doing
the only way
it
she's
so
doing.
She
that's
can
it.
Experience it because this time when she experienced it, mm-hmm. she experienced the lines, the dust, the buy your own food at $50 a plate for a corn dog.
That's an experience right there.
Well, but now she can go in a little bit more bougie, and this generation is all about bougie.
I know.
And I'm just like, I don't want to completely crap on it for her.
Buying
because,
crap
again,
you don't need to impress people you don't even like.
No, but that's she's. I don't think it's an impressed thing. I think it's so that she can have that experience and know that
why
she
did
it.
Why am I getting so angry
it?
About this? This means nothing to me, but I'm getting so wound up.
I know, you really are. You are. And
just
I
because
just,
I preach financial literacy to my children and I practice it
you
a
do.
Lot. And to
I
see
get
somebody
it.
Do this with a massive chunk, how old is she?
She's 22.
22 to save
she's
up 15 grand in a year? Hold on to that nest egg and invest it and let it grow.
I know, but then you're just like money, 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 money.
No, you're security, you know security, what? Security.
You know the people who...
Hold
no.
on, I gotta play this. Hey, hey, hey. Baby, nah.
What is it that Bob Marley said? Those people who always chase money will never be happy. Like, you'll always be just chasing money because that's the only thing
chasing
that's
important money
to
money,
you.
She's saving her money.
I know,
there's
but
a difference.
You're like,
responsible.
But then again, just saving the money and saving it and putting away like
why
a squirrel
with a nut.
Why am I so
mad at this?
I don't know. Like, I want to find
so
that exact
this.
Bob Marley quote. It's
I don't
like,
care about Bob Marley. I really
so,
don't.
So telling, though. But it just...
I want to open up the phone lines. If anybody thinks Katie's daughter should spend this money, call us.
No, this is what it is. Money is numbers, and numbers never end. If it takes money to be happy, your search for happiness will never end.
He was probably high when he said that,
and he's
Katie.
A multimillionaire, too. Was. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. You can sound off about this if you want, or we can move on. I'm thinking I'm going to move on because I'm so pissed off.
Oh, yeah, are you mad? Are you big mad, bro?
Oh, people are
a
calling.
Little mad. All I right. think people are interested in this because, again, all she right. is an adult.
Yep.
I can't tell her what to do with her money.
You can give her advice, though, as the elder.
I know.
You're the elder. You
what
should be giving her good advice.
Like,
$15,000 is like a family of four to Hawaii. That's like an epic vacation, not one ticket to a stupid music festival.
Do it.
She would have plenty years to make
no.
it up.
And you do it when you're young because it's the snowball effect.
Enjoy it while
oh
you're
my
young.
God, I'm talking to the wall. Enjoy
all right, it while you're
we got to get to these calls. People are, hi, Rebecca. I can't even.
Hi, Jeremy. I think you just made your point, and I'm so sorry for that. Look, you just, the issue is, she's got a life now, and these kids now are looking at it and saying, oh, my parents used to save, and then they'd have a down payment for a house, and then they bought the house. You just told her that if she saved for 10, 20 more years, she'd have $100,000. That's not a flipping down payment on a house anymore.
Yeah.
She needs
but it
to
doesn't
live
matter.
Her life,
she'd have a massive nest egg. She'd
enjoy
have a massive nest egg.
What?
And that's just
for
putting
what?
The 15 grand
for
in that
what?
And letting it sit.
So when I was 40, I had cancer. I lived through it, and so my mother sent us on a great cruise, amazing cruise, three-week cruise. We were on there with people who were 70 who had saved all their life for this cruise. They could not walk up the hill to see the chapel.
Yeah.
They didn't get to see it because they couldn't make it.
Because they
but
didn't
they
save
saved
early
all
enough.
Their life for it.
They should have started saving
no,
earlier.
They had saved all their life. Yeah. They had worked all their life. They had also done the things they were supposed to do. They had kids. They bought homes. Our kids aren't doing that anymore.
Yeah.
This
and
is
then they
the
sit around and complain that they can't buy a house and they can't afford anything.
Because they can't buy a house because we screwed up the economy.
But she's got 15 grand in her
not
pocket.
Lying. They're not lying. Take your financial wherewithal and go back and calculate what you earned at minimum wage mm-hmm. and what you could buy a house for. And now calculate what they're earning at minimum
wage.
But
you don't necessarily,
we're
really throwing
for.
This house into the equation. You really don't have to worry about that. Say you rent the rest of your life. You're still going to have a massive amount of money in the bank if you've got car issues. If
no,
you've got
not.
Cancer
take
issues
you
and you need
to
help
pay
for your medical bills.
And take what you pay for rent now. You're not going to be able to make it. It is not the same. They need to live
it
their lives
the
now.
You're right.
All
it's
right.
so
enjoy
different.
Their lives now.
So I'm
and
guessing
I hate that. And $15,000 as a parent would make me cringe and I would beg them not to do it.
I know.
Because I still have that value that $15,000 is so much money. And I'm still in that old belief system.
But you just
also.
Said that, you sh- that she should go out and spend it and have fun.
But the truth is she should go out and spend it and have fun.
But you're right.
I don't know that this world is going to be here in 10 years.
Oh,
look
boy.
At what we're
Rebecca,
doing.
Rebecca, you're a lovely lady.
So
thank you for calling.
Right, though,
she's
like,
very Debbie Downer. She,
no, she's not. She's
Rebecca,
a realist.
Thank you. She,
and she's very right.
One vote for baby Nana. Let
okay.
me put it on the sheet.
thank you,
no,
Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca. We appreciate you
thank
so
you,
much.
Rebecca.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi.
Yes,
I was calling. How are you doing this morning?
Well, it's hard to hear you. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Actually, I was on my speakerphone.
Yeah. Well, Josh, can you get with her? It's really hard to hear her. Hi, Laura. Hi, Laura.
Oh, hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. All right. So what do you think about baby Nana spending $15,000 on one concert ticket?
$15,000 is crazy. Oh, my gosh. So first of all, I have to say that I love concerts. Live music fills my cup. I have two adult children. I support going to live concerts 100% and doing all the experiences we can while we're able to. Absolutely. But $15,000, that's insane.
It's like, nutty. You can go to Red Rocks for like 50, 60 bucks, you know. Go have fun.
For sure. And I went the whole weekend with Sublime and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Plus, yeah. So did Katie.
I just heard a, Yeah, I just heard a podcast, and the artist said that you kind of waste your money on those extra tickets because the bathrooms are still gross. There's still so many people everywhere. You can might as well just do general admission and have fun with it and use your money some other way. That's my opinion.
They always preach to have that emergency fund, right? Like, what if she loses a job and she's unemployed for 6 months or a year? That $15,000 would come in handy.
$15,000.
Yeah. Otherwise, she's moving back in with you,
Katie. It is a lot of money. Well, but that's the thing is it's like a lot of things can happen in life. You don't know what's going
to
come at you in
life. It's nice to be prepared with that fat stack of cash. Laura, thank you so much for calling. We'll go back to Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda.
Hey.
Hey. So what do you think? Should she be blowless $15,000 on a ticket?
I say no. I say for her to save it because you always have the opportunity to go and do that when you get a little older. You don't have to be 70 to go to a concert, but that $15,000 that she wants to spend on that concert, I would say save it because she could get that on her down payment. Plus, she could get first-time buyers and get all the help to buy her house. So I would say no. And if you want to help your daughter, I would say tell her to save that money.
All right, Rhonda, we thank you very much. We again, push the house to the side. Say that her car breaks down. It goes kaput.
There's some
money. She's got some cash to get her a car.
You just talked about how like you can do it a little bit later, but what if kids come into the equation? I can speak to that.
Kids came into my equation.
Kids came into my equation early, or a kid, and it changed everything. I was not able to go to near the places I wanted to. I mean, I'm an explorer, and I didn't get to explore much, so that's maybe why I'm encouraging her so much.
Adam,
or at least okay with
Adam
it.
Adam Array?
It's Adam Array.
Adam Array, hi.
Close enough. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning. I think I can give a really good perspective.
Okay.
Because I'm also 22.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you, Adam Array.
So
go ahead.
I'm 22, and I love experiences. I love traveling. I love doing things like that. $15,000 for one weekend is insane. And I think that even if we look at, like, oh, it's going to be a better experience than what she had before, the whole that we're so young is why I think you should try to get those experiences as cheaply as possible. Because right now my body can take sitting in line for hours and stuff like that.
Right. Well, the thing is, too, is that she was just there. Like,
yeah,
she was there. She enjoyed it, got her selfies, got the Instagram posts. Like, why would you turn around again next year and do it all over again?
Because she loved it so much.
Well, then just spend the amount that she just spent.
Yeah, I just went to Ireland with a friend in January, and we did so much. We saw basically the entire island, and it was, I think I spent less than $2,000.
Well, yeah, okay. Think good. About how much $15,000 would get you if you did a backpacking trip through Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah,
like 6 months.
Exactly. There's so many more experiences that she can have with that same amount of money. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I do think getting a quote-unquote influencer package is more about how people are going to be viewing your experience.
Correct. Then you can brag, oh, I got the influencer package because I'm an influencer.
Well,
it's like
then
you got 40 people on your Instagram.
I feel like it would be so much more fun and so much more useful to do it, I don't want to say the harder way, but like not spending $15,000 on if it's going to make your experience quote unquote better.
Yeah,
well, you can just kind of brag about it. Thank you for your call.
Yes.
I'm going to put you in camp, Jer Bear here.
Thank
don't
you, Adam Array.
Well, thank
and I
you.
Just want to point out, like, the influencer package, they're just calling it that, but she wants it because it's a lot more access. Like, when you're camping, you're off-site from the festival, so it takes, like, you have to get on a bus, and it's, like, a whole process to get from the campground
not a
to
bus.
The festival. Well, I'm just saying, it's not as easily just readily available as if you're in this influencer kind of area, and so that's another reason she wants it. She doesn't feel like she got to experience the whole Coachella because the person
she was at the concerts.
I know she was,
but
just she was a lot more removed than she wanted to be because there was another person with her, and so that's part of the reason is she just wants to be at the festival a little bit more.
Hey, isn't she looking to get married eventually too? She's with this boyfriend she's been with forever.
He's gonna go with her next year.
She's gonna spend 15.
They're talking.
So they're gonna spend 30,000.
Oh gosh, maybe I shouldn't have done that last part. I know. Jeremy, you just
so the man
pale.
She wants to marry They're each going to fork out $15,000.
They're talking about it.
So
they're
now we're talking $30,000 for a weekend.
They're talking about it.
Which is about the cost of a wedding.
I know.
I know. You know, we're throwing numbers out there.
Now, we found out before the song that instead now of $15,000 for one ticket, Baby Nana's boyfriend... Boyfriend Nana is also going to shell out $15,000.
Boyfriend Nana, I love that.
So now we're looking at $30,000 for two concert tickets and one weekend at Coachella next year.
It's their money.
Now, if you put that into an account, Katie, 30 grand for 30 years, 7%, added a baby like $100 a month.
Okay.
$366,000 no. they'd have just hanging out there.
Yeah.
And they're, what, 22 years
they're
old?
They're 22, yep. So don't look at me like
52
that.
52 years old. And they'd have almost $400,000 just sitting there.
I know, I know.
Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hi.
What do you think Katie's daughter should do?
I'm going to venture to say that if she's considering $15,000 for a ticket, that she's not that great with money and does not have that in her pocket. I'm assuming this will go on a credit card.
Oh, no, well, she saves for it. Like, she does not ask us for money. Like, she actually saves the money to do it. I'm sure some of the stuff goes on credit cards. You know, I'm sure some of the vacation. I know she has credit cards that she uses while she's out there. But the actual ticket, when she went to Coachella this last time, she saved all of her money to do it. So,
But was it $15,000?
Not this last time. No, not this last time it wasn't. So,
okay, so Jeremy, break out the calculator and tell us how much this will actually cost with credit card interest.
I don't know if she's going to put it on a credit card, though. I don't think the ticket
It sounds
she
like
will.
She's got a year, Megan, to save this 15 grand.
Yes.
She'll have it in her hot little hands, and she's just going to go blow the 15,000 without putting it on the credit card.
Well, and that's the thing about the Coachella tickets. I don't know if a lot of people are familiar. You can make payments throughout the year.
Okay.
Like, you have a date, like a stretch of time that you can pay off your ticket.
Okay.
So she did that this last time. She was just making payments
on her ticket. But if her car breaks down or something,
no,
she's
exactly.
not going to have any money.
Yeah, well, she has money. Like, she has savings. She has stuff in the bank. Like, this is just something on top of that she wants to do.
So, Megan, are you saying spend this or don't spend it on the concert ticket?
I'm saying don't spend it. Everyone, like, my age, I'm 34. I just had a birthday. I had to think about that. And we, like, everyone my age is like, oh, my gosh, we wish that we had started saving earlier. Because life sucks when you're 30s, like, and your 40s and just continuing on. So, nah, I get paying for an experience, but I don't get paying that much for an experience.
Life just gets more and more expensive. It really,
it does.
Really does. You preach the truth, Megan. So I'm going to put you down for don't spend that money. Thank you, Megan, for calling. Larisha.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. All right, what do you think Katie's daughter should do with this ticket?
I think we have a very different perspective of what we deem a worthy experience. Because I just took my family of five to Japan for 2 weeks for that same amount. So I don't think I can justify spending that on a ticket for one weekend. And it's also, I've never been to Coachella, but I don't think you have, like, a guaranteed, or I guess maybe with her ticket, she would have, like, guaranteed seating. Is that what she's, like, after? Like,
yeah.
Is a guaranteed section
maybe
to
just
be closer?
Up closer, I think.
Up closer, and also, like, there's food. Like, you get into the food tents and all. Like, there's a bunch of tents.
You know how much food you can buy for $15,000?
You don't get access unless you have this ticket, right? So these are tents that you can get in Coachella. And I've never been there, so I can't speak on it.
There's
no
guaranteed seating at any performance for Coachella.
Okay. So that must not be a part of it.
Larisha,
but there are other things that make it worthwhile in her mind.
I think they are fully catering to the 22-year-old,
well,
and they're
going
to make this money because they put the word influencer on it. And that is everybody's goal right now.
Yeah, I still feel like maybe she's a little bit on a high coming back. Like, she's so excited. Like, let me look for next year. But I think she needs to, like, give it some thought. Maybe by next year when it comes around, she'll have changed your mind and be like, okay, that was a little crazy.
That is a good point. Once you see that money sitting in your bank account, too, you're like, man, do I want to get rid of all that? Because that took me a lot of effort to save it.
Well, and also a solid point on she's still on a high from Coachella this last year. Like, she really is, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that was one of her favorite experiences
ever. It's exciting.
Ever.
It's fun. Yeah.
And how do I become part of your family so you can take me to Japan? That's really nice of you. Wow.
Oh, it was great. It was so amazing.
Konnichiwa, Larissa.
Yeah, get some culture with that money. That is an experience right there instead of standing at a dusty concert.
Yeah.
I like what you did.
Yeah.
Larissa, thank you so much for calling in. I got you in camp. Don't spend that money. Bonnie. Bonnie.
Hey.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning. What are your thoughts on this ticket?
I'm kind of teetering, but first question, does she still live at home?
She does with her, she does. So it's another reason why right now she can take advantage of her situation, you know, which is why I'm kind of trying
But she's 22 and going to want to move out.
Does she pay you rent?
No, she doesn't live with me. She lives with her dad. She does pay rent, and her plan is to move out by the end of the year. So this is one of many things she's saving for.
Well, then I say do it. I mean, you're only 22 once. I mean, when I was 22, I had a baby, another one on the way, and I missed, like, all the fun experiences. And if they can afford it, it's their choice.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Have fun. Live your life. And
don't you wish you had an extra $15,000, though, when you had that baby?
Hell yes.
Yeah, but
Bonnie, thank you for calling.
Well, no, but she's happy. That's like, no. Like,
Bonnie,
you
thank
wish you.
You
had the money, but
thank you, Bonnie.
Like you,
your daughter could get pregnant this weekend.
Stop, Jeremy.
Oh, boy.
Jeremy, shut your face.
She could get pregnant a week before next year's concert.
I don't know why you said
you think
that.
She's going to be like, oh, I got to still going. Screw
but
you guys.
You're right. You actually make a really good point. Yes, she could be, and that's why I feel she should take advantage while she can, because I will tell you
what?
Having a baby changes everything. Yeah. You don't get to take vacations to Coachella.
It'd be nice to have that 15 grand.
Is that a baby at Coachella? Like, no, you can't bring a baby to Coachella.
Well...
He
there's other
could.
Things to be said about that, too.
He probably could. But I just like.
I don't know if Baby Nana's going to get drunk and have relations with a guy dressed as a caveman.
No, stop. We were in a committed relationship, okay? Okay, it wasn't just a random
For the backstory on that, it was a
Halloween party that Zoe's dad and I went to.
He was dressed as a caveman.
Yeah.
She got her freak on.
There's a whole
and
story behind that.
Got pregnant.
Now, can I just say something real quick? So I'm actually texting my friend Brooke. What up, Brooke? She made a really good point because we actually recently had to go up to her dad's house. He passed away, and we had to go clean out his apartment up in Estes Park, right? Mm-hmm. And this man saved all of his money his whole life, bought an apartment with it and everything. And guess what we had to do? We had to go clean all that up and all the stuff, and he still had his money in a bank at the end of the day. He didn't experience anything.
Yeah, but that gets passed down to your family.
He didn't experience anything. He sat in his apartment, and he didn't do anything. All he cared about was saving his money and packing it away.
But that's going to be like that for different people.
In case.
You leave a legacy and pass your money down to your family.
But that's what all I'm saying is that there comes a time when you really need to enjoy life. Like, you know
what? I'm not denying
that. Do you know what the secret?
I'm not denying
that. Do you know what the secret of life is? To enjoy the passing of time. And if all you're doing is saving money, that's not enjoying it.
You can still have experiences throughout your life without dropping 15 grand for one concert ticket. We go on vacations every summer.
Yes.
We are experiencing life.
Everything is getting more and more and more expensive. And so that's why I'm like,
it's nice to have that nest egg.
If she wanted to do this and go out and spend that kind of cash, now is the time in her life where she can do it because she works at a bank, she makes good money, and she can save. Like, say she goes out and does this Coachella thing, and then she hangs up the journey for a little bit and, you know, doesn't go on as many vacations, and then she saves her money. Like, right now is when she can enjoy it. And so that's why I'm teetering that way because,
trust
you know,
me, you
I
can
was
still
a young
enjoy
mom.
Your money in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s. You can enjoy it all those years.
You can,
you
but
can.
As not as much. Like, really,
you're crazy.
Truly.
You're
like,
crazy. I got to take one more call because Vanessa, this thing on the screen says she wants to comment so badly.
Okay.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hello, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Listen, and we should change this. It's not $15,000 on one ticket. It's her and her boyfriend. So it's $30,000 on two tickets for a weekend. Good idea, bad idea.
So, Katie, I love you so much, and I'm always in the Katie court completely. Today, I have to agree with Jer.
Oh.
It is just listening to like $15,000.
$30,000.
So she had this great experience. What if she goes and that weekend sucks? Like she spent $15,000. Think about. Okay, so I'll give you an example. My husband and I went on a cruise for our 10th anniversary. It was awesome. It was so great. 5 years later, we spent more money to get a better room, and we wanted to, you know, because we thought it was so great. The second cruise wasn't good. The first one was so amazing. The second one didn't work out. So $15,000? That's a lot of money for a weekend.
Here's what I caught too, Vanessa, that Katie just said that she's 22. She's living with her dad, baby Nana is, mm-hmm. and she wants to move out and get a place,
yeah.
right, with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So don't you think when they move out together, having a bank account with $30,000 in it is going to help
them? They're setting themselves up.
They're setting themselves up for the future.
Yeah.
For a furnace that goes out, they need a new couch, the dishwasher, the tranny goes out on the car. You know, like yeah. that 30 grand is going to be so much more beneficial than a Saturday night at Coachella.
And I think, Katie, when you said your friend's dad passed away and he banked all that money. There is people in between, right? Like, yeah. so there's yes. an extreme.
Yeah.
You put it all away, you don't do anything, or you put it away and you spend throughout your lifetime and do those experiences that you don't have yeah. to put every dime. I mean, you could try.
It's truth.
But
truth. And that might have been that guy's. Yeah, that must have been that guy's way of it's pleasure for him to mm-hmm, know that right. he doesn't have to worry about money. So maybe that was yeah. just his style. I got fat stacks of cash, and I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, that's kind of I'm sure that was a big part of his process.
Yeah,
you know. But my thing it was with baby Nana too is like, why can't she do both? Why can't she save for Coachella and a house? Like, what if she's just
well, you
that
made
great?
The comment. You made the comment. Things are getting more expensive.
Yeah.
So the longer she waits to start saving, and I know you said she's a saver, but to save, you know, in 5 years. What's that $15,000 really going to be?
Right.
Yeah.
And the key is to start young, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. Start yeah. saving young.
I started really young, Katie. I'm getting ready to retire in about 5 years, and I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah. But according to Katie, you're old and you can't walk anywhere.
You got to keep up. You got to exercise. You got to do the stuff. You got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Right. But we traveled and we did stuff. Throughout all the years, you know, we were able to do some of that stuff too. So,
Vanessa, this is a great call.
$15,000.
I know.
I love you guys. I love you, Katie. I'm sorry. I didn't think I would ever agree with Jeremy. Ever.
Hey,
ever.
Wait a minute. We're out of time. We got to let you go.
Have a great day.
Bye, Vanessa.
Vanessa really Jeez. Was the voice of reason.
Sound reasoning
was,
right there.
Really
right?
Was.
Like, yeah. Thank you for all of the good. There was a lot of really good advice
good
today.
Good advice. The text line's blowing up, too. So we love bringing our personal lives onto the airway, and you guys can fire off at us. Really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for your calls and comments. We are Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix. Here we go. All the big stories of the day. Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie is making another appearance in the hype. We talked about her a couple weeks ago and how she was going to be starting an OnlyFans page to make fat stacks of cash. This is what baby Nana needs to do.
No, she doesn't.
She'll make
not.
All sorts of cash to buy concert tickets.
Jeremy.
Anyway, Shannon, what? You're for this.
I never said... Oh, gosh, you got me in a spot, though. Huh?
You're for this with Shannon Elizabeth.
No, I am for it for her because this is what she wants to do because when she was trying to get parts in Hollywood, they were like, we want you to take off your clothes. And then she was like, well, I don't want you to take all that money. So she started her OnlyFans so she could keep the money that she was making.
Well, in the first week, $1.2 million.
Get that cheddar.
Wow. Now, what if your daughter came to you and said, Mom, I'm going to do OnlyFans?
It's hard being a mom. That's what I'd say. That's exactly what I would say. It is so hard to be
Call now.
A supportive mom.
Should Katie's daughter start an OnlyFans?
Jeremy, shut your face.
You're for it. You've been preaching about this. You're
like, I know, and I am all about women empowerment, and if this was something that she wanted to do, we would have a conversation about it. I don't think that she wants to do this, though.
Okay.
I really don't.
Poor Nana.
Ah, poor Nana.
She's going to work today. They're like, oh, so my bad. God, they were talking about you, Nanas.
You know what's funny is she gets a lot of comments about things we say about her, and I know this one's going to be one of them. So
comes
thank
with
you,
the gig.
Jeremy.
Comes with the territory. So that's a lot of money. Now, here's even more money. Lisa Kudrow from Friends was on some sort of podcast or something talking about all the money they made over the years on Friends. Now, during that first season, each of the cast members made about $22,000. Now, by seasons 9 and 10, they were making $1 million per episode. They really stepped it up towards the end. But, she says, get this, now just sitting around on my butt each and every year, we get $20 million a year in residuals. Just for, you know, I guess that would be like replaying it on TV.
Yeah.
Merch still, I would imagine.
So
streaming
that's
services.
Still the same as their ending season salary, essentially, right? Because if you factor it, like
how
they
many
probably
episodes
shot
were
about
20?
They probably shot about 20 episodes a season. So I would say that's about right.
Mm.
Okay.
But still, like not even having to work.
I know.
You're just
I
getting
know.
That check every year.
They gave us so much with that
they
TV
really
show,
did.
Though. You know,
iconic.
Exactly. Like, I mean, every time it comes on, it's still, I can sit down and watch it.
Easily.
I mean, when they put the turkey, right? Monica put the turkey on her
on
head.
Her head.
To this
yeah.
day,
did the
that
little
makes
dance.
Me just laugh.
Quality
so.
Programming right there. Quality programming. Hugh Grant, for some reason, is in the hype because there's some interview with him from 2024 circulating where he lists all the things that annoy him. We should do that on one show.
Oh.
Everything
yeah.
that annoys us. Where do we start? These are pretty good, actually. People walking slowly. Yeah, mm-hmm. that irritates me. It's like,
yeah.
get out of the way. People with backpacks, which is funny. That is irritating. Every time I see somebody with like a backpack on and they're wandering around a Walmart or a Target, I'm like,
well,
are you going to blow this place up?
Out hiking, it's
what are you
pretty
doing?
Normal.
Yeah.
So I don't always hate people with backpacks, but in a department
it's
store.
It's weird.
Time and place.
You're walking around a Kohl's wearing a backpack. I'm like, how much stuff do you need to carry, sir?
I think they're going
to
steal something. Yeah. Immediately, I think they're a thief.
Water bottles made the list. I'm fine with it. Leaf blowers, only at like 7 a.m. on a Sunday. And then road construction sites with no people working on them.
Oh, the worst, right? Why do I gotta
slow down?
For the cone? Okay.
fans of Ted Lasso, get this. They dropped the season 4 trailer yesterday. It's going to premiere on August 5th. Ted Lasso is coming back to coach a women's second division soccer team. This time around, and hilarity will ensue.
You really like that show, right?
I love this show.
That's one of your favorites.
So, good. So I'm excited about that. What's the local stuff?
Ooh, we've got a lot of fun local stuff. Actually, today is Colorado Pint Day.
Oh, nice.
It is always on a Wednesday. It's the industry's slowest day, and over 200 spots are celebrating. So you can wander into your favorite brew pub and get yourself a commemorative glass. So this year's artist, Denver-based artist Joe Palick, said it is an honor to be included in Colorado Pint Day. There he is. See? And he really is. There's a lot of Easter eggs in it because he's paying homage to Colorado's 150th birthday as well as the USA's big 250. So it is dinosaur themed. There's a lot of dinosaurs within the art, and they've got like a tent, and our mountains are, you know, right there
a
front and center.
And a dinosaur?
Well, because camping, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of different things.
They do that
and
in Colorado.
I would love to actually hold a glass and look at it because I'm only able to see it images on my phone and on the computer. And
they're
so
really
it's hard
good
to like
glasses. They're really neat
yeah,
every
but
year.
This one is just like jam packed.
You can
full
buy
of
just
stuff.
The glass too.
Yeah.
$5.
Again, all the places around town you can get one from. Every glass that's sold, a dollar of that is going to go directly to the Colorado's Brewer Guild. So we're very, very
I do this every year. I've got, well, not every year. Maybe the past 3 or 4 years. I've got a few of them stacked up in the cupboard there.
That's good.
Never to be used.
No, but they're great to look at, right? And you're
I
like,
guess.
Oh,
it's
Colorado.
Fun.
Oh,
you're supporting local.
It is. And that's the thing is a lot of Colorado breweries, we think because our state is full of them that they're just like printing money. And that's not the case at all.
Business.
A lot of them are struggling right now. So this is a good way for you to go and show support. And you get a nice little glass as well.
Get your drink on. Yeah,
yes.
It's $5 for the glass. And then I saw generally, I think it's like $10 if you want it filled up with a little brewskis.
Okay.
So $10.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, go.
Yeah,
go
bring your glass home. And then let's do Westminster, maybe? Pothole Palooza. You into it? The third annual of the sort, yeah. So they actually say that there's a lot of potholes that they don't even notice. So it's important for the public to, if you see something,
say something
about those potholes. And yeah, again, the third year, so they've seen a lot of good things come from this. I know the thing is like even on my way home, I know the spots on the road where I have to like move over to the right, move over to the left. So if those were just randomly filled, I'd be so happy. I would be like, look at this pothole palooza.
We'll get out and fill them.
I don't know how to do that. Well, you
don't have to fill them with asphalt.
What can we put in there?
They actually encourage people to get out and fill them with random things, is what I read.
Really?
Yeah.
I can just go put anything in that pothole.
You could.
Okay.
Anything you want. Pillows.
Pillows. We could do a backpack since everyone's so mad at them.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Fill that pothole with peanut butter.
That might be sticky.
Yeah. C-Dot loves it when people do that.
Icky pothole. I don't think they do, but okay.
Put honey in it.
Yeah. If you want to be part of Pothole Palooza. It's in Westminster, so there you go. Go get it. Okay, and then the Colorado whiskey named Top of the Top, Root Shoot Spirits is an American single malt four-year bottle in bond whiskey, and it won the 2026 International Whiskey of the Year, also the U.S.'s Spirit of the Year, and American Single Malt Whiskey of the Year award. So it raked in all three of those, which is a big deal. Like
Could
the
you
fact that
all
it got
all
do you want me to really?
No, I'm just joking.
Okay. Took a lot of effort to do it that first time. So the Loveland Distillery, it was born out of Olander Farms. And they're very proud. They're like, not only is this a good look for whiskey, but it's a good look for Colorado. We go back to what we're saying, kind of a sluggish business lately. So let's show them some support where we can, right?
Yeah, get your drink on.
Exactly. That's what
go get wasted
about,
and fill
Jer.
Some potholes
there
today.
There you go. There's your Mile High hype.
There you go. Thank you.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
That is what you got to do is crush Katie this morning. Maya made it through. Hi, Maya.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. So, Maya, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
Well, I'm Maya. I'm a stay-at-home mama here in Colorado.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, I don't have a very exciting story, if I'm honest.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah.
I love to bake.
There we go.
What's the best thing that you bake?
Oh, I'm a cake girl.
Oh, yeah. We love cake. What kind of cake?
I like to do just like basic chocolate, you know, and I make a good raspberry white chocolate cake.
Nothing basic about chocolate, Maya.
Well, it is pretty basic.
No, it's not. It's
not
perfect.
If you do it right.
Exactly.
What makes your chocolate cake so much better?
Secret is hot coffee.
Shut your face. You put coffee in it?
Yeah, you do hot coffee in the batter, and it brings out all the cocoa flavors. Oh, my gosh.
Shut up. I would think it would kind of have a tiramisu tinge to it then, like a flavor.
No, not at all.
Really?
It's the secret. I shouldn't have given you my secret.
No, I love it.
I'm going to go home and try to make this with my Betty Crocker.
Yes. Thank you for trusting us with your secret, Maya. I can't wait
You're
to try
welcome.
It.
How much hot coffee are we talking?
It's like a cup. And I just use the instant coffee, but it works.
Okay. I like this. I'm going to have to try a cup of hot coffee in my cake.
I'm intrigued.
Cake batter.
I am intrigued, Maya. Thank you for that.
Writing it down.
Writing
You're welcome.
Coffee Make and cake. All right, Maya, here's how this works. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules and she's mean. Anything you'd like to say to her, Katie?
Yeah, Maya, I hope it's a piece of cake for you. But
every time I hear this on the radio, I like shout the answers in my car, so I hope I don't jinx myself, but I am so ready.
Okay.
Well, we would love it if you shout the answers today as
there
well.
There we go. Good luck, Maya.
Maya, tell Katie Thank to leave you. The studio.
Bye, Katie.
Get out of
here. Bye, Maya.
Get out of here.
All right, so she leaves, goes into a room where she can't hear anything, Maya. I come up with the question so there's no cheating, and we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the studios. Capiche?
Okay. Yep. I'm nervous, but okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What comic book character did Alicia Silverstone play? Don't cheat. Come on.
I can't remember. Pass.
You're passing already.
I know, I'm sorry.
Oh, for God's sakes. Here's your second question. What fruit is Gwen Stefani holding on the cover of No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom album? Name the fruit.
Is it a banana?
Here's your third question. This character on Family Guy is known for being a bit of a ladies' man, and he has a couple phrases like, all right, and giggity giggity. Who is he?
Oh, I don't watch Family Guy. I don't know.
You want me to put down banana?
You want to.
Banana. All right. You're not doing so good so far, Maya.
I know. I'm failing. I jinxed myself.
Here's your fourth question. What's the name of the novelty terracotta item that's been around for decades? It blends gardening with pop culture characters like Scooby-Doo, Presidents, Bob Ross. What's the name of this terracotta novelty item?
Is it the Chia Pet?
I don't know. We'll find out if you're right when we bring Katie back in. All right, here's your fifth and final question, Maya. What long-running reality TV show had contestants stranded in a remote location, divided into tribes, and it had them looking for their own food, shelter, and fire? What was that TV show called?
My favorite show, Survivor.
All right, we brought Katie back in the studio. Maya, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
You don't sound too happy, Maya.
Yeah.
I don't feel very confident with my answers. Well, I feel like I'm going to be crushed.
Well, let's see what happens, okay?
Okay.
You might be right. Oh. All right, Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready. Here we go.
All right. Okay. What comic book character did Alicia Silverstone play?
Was it Catwoman, right? Was she? You didn't even give me a chance to think it through, Jeremy.
I don't want you to win today.
Okay.
Maya, you said pass.
What
so.
Was it?
It was Batgirl.
Ah, see, I would have worked my way through
sorry.
That one. Oh, not fair.
Second question.
Okay.
What fruit is Gwen Stefani holding on the cover of No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom album?
Ooh, orange. You glad I knew that one? Orange, 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 orange.
Wow. Maya, you said banana, sadly.
It's an orange.
Yes.
It's
Dang
an
it.
Orange.
Remember, she got it by her face?
Yep.
She's like holding it up like that.
Yep. Once you see it, you're going to be like, oh,
she's
damn.
She's singing to it.
Okay, here's your third question for the crush.
Okay.
This character on Family Guy is known for being a ladies' man. He uses a couple catchphrases. All right, and giggity, giggity.
That's Quagmire. Yeah.
All right.
Giggity.
And Maya said banana.
Yep. I mean.
Sad day for you. Here's your fourth question for the crush. What's the name of the novelty terracotta item that's been around for decades? Blending gardening with pop culture characters like Scooby-Doo and some presidents and Bob Ross.
Oh, a Chia Pet. Yeah? Yeah? Yes!
Ah!
Yes!
What did Maya say? Oh, you said Chia Pet as well, didn't
Chia
you?
Pet.
Yeah,
okay.
You did.
Yeah,
Maya. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I couldn't read my writing here. Fifth and final question. What long-running reality TV show had contestants stranded in a remote location? They were divided into tribes, and they had to go out and look for their own food, shelter, and fire.
Like Survivor. Yep.
Hey, Maya, you know what you said?
I said my favorite show, Survivor.
Okay.
Hey,
Maya.
But sadly, Katie got 4 and you got 2.
Oh.
You've
yeah,
been crushed.
Good job, Katie.
Thank you. Thanks. Oh, and good
boy.
Job to you too, Maya.
Darn it, Maya.
There.
Darn it.
I'm sorry. I've had better days.
That's all right. Well, you were so delightful and so nice to talk to. I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Josh needs to come back and talk to you because he's insistent to flirt with every final contestant on the show. Okay.
Okay.
Right, hold
if
on.
You have to.
Yeah,
Maya.
Hold on. He needs to talk to you.
Hang on.
That guy. He's a flirt, huh? Good news is we'll play Katie Crush again on Friday morning here at Denver's Mix 100. Good job, Katie.
Thank you. I came to play.
You're doing really good lately. Really, really good.
Yeah. Thank
All
you.
Right, we're going to get out of here. Big Rob is coming up next. Goes commercial free at 11:30 for about 90 minutes. He's also going to give you a couple more chances to check out the sold-out Louis Capaldi show tonight at Red Rocks. Nina will be doing the same for your drive home. And then get this, you'll have 3 more chances today to qualify for Mix 100's boarding call, family boarding call. 1, 2, and 4. Once you hear those keywords, text them back into the station, and you'll be in the running to win that epic trip out to Carlsbad, California. Well, we're going to get out of here. Go plan tomorrow's show. We will be back bright and early tomorrow. We're Jeremy and Katie and Josh. Denver's Mix 100. Say bye, Katie.
Bye.
Say bye.
See ya.